This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Wildfires continue to rage across parts of the western United States on Sunday, with massive clouds of smoke enveloping the region and endangering the health of millions of residents. In all, throughout the western United States, there were 24 fires in California, 15 in the state of Washington, 14 in the state of Oregon, and 12 in the state of Idaho. The blazes have killed at least 10 people in Oregon, with emergency workers expecting the death toll to increase. The fires have ravaged more than 400,000 hectares of land. In California, at least 22 people have died and 1.3 million hectares have burned. In the state of Washington, 269,000 hectares of land have been destroyed. Officials throughout the region have urged residents to stay indoors unless necessary. Visibility was less than half a kilometer in some places, according to the National Weather Service. Seven other states, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, all were seeing wildfires of their own. Russians went to the polls on Sunday in local elections being scrutinized for signs of discontent with the ruling United Russia Party following the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had urged Russians to vote tactically against the ruling party in a bid to undermine its tight grip on power. That was before he fell gravely ill in what Germany and his allies say was an attempt last month to kill him. United Russia, which backs President Vladimir Putin, dominates politics across 11 time zones, but the elections come at a time of public frustration over years of falling wages and the government's handling of the pandemic. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. From Washington, this is VOA. Two Los Angeles police officers are in critical condition after being shot in what police are calling an ambush. Videos of the incident show a figure approaching the officer's vehicle before opening fire and running away. Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva called the act cowardly. The suspect remains at large. Protesters shouted anti-police slogans and blocked the entrance to the emergency room where the two officers are being treated, police and witnesses said. FBI statistics show that almost 40 officers were killed in the line of duty in 2020, with 8 being the victims of an ambush. Former British Prime Ministers Tony Blair and John Major on Sunday said Britain must drop what they called a shocking plan to pass legislation that breaks its divorce treaty with the European Union in a breach of international law. The British government said explicitly last week that it does plan to break parts of the withdrawal agreement treaty that it signed in January when it formally left the EU. And on Sunday, Britain's Justice Secretary Robert Buckland reiterated this when he told Sky News the legislation would be debated starting on Monday. Major and Blair, who were adversaries in the 1990s as Conservative and Labour leaders, wrote in a joint letter published by the Sunday Times newspaper that what is being proposed is wrong. The 12 Hong Kong people arrested at sea by mainland authorities last month were separatists, according to a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry on Sunday. The comment came a day after relatives of the detainees held a news conference in Hong Kong demanding the urgent return of the 12, who were intercepted by the Guangdong Coast Guard on August 23rd on a boat bound for Taiwan. Donning masks and hats to shield their identities, they made their first public appeal for help and information on their relatives' plight, pleading for them to be allowed to consult lawyers appointed by their families and not the Chinese government, and to be allowed to call relatives in Hong Kong. The arrests came about 2 months after the mainland government imposed a security law on the special administrative region following months of pro-democracy demonstrations. Landslides triggered by torrential rain swept through two villages in Nepal on Sunday, killing at least 12 people. 10 people were killed and 21 are missing after a landslide swept away homes and people in Barabis, 100 kilometers east of Kathmandu, near the border with the Tibet region of China. According to a Nepali government official, two others died in a landslide on the northwest. The latest fatalities took the death toll in the monsoon season to 314. At least 111 people remain missing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.